Coming up next week on Only a Game, Jesse Graff, Xena fan, stunt woman, and trailblazing ninja warrior. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Trailblazing ninja commenter that I am.
Yeah, exactly. It's what I'm expecting every week. We haven't spoken since the most extraordinary comeback in Super Bowl history. You have always maintained that the Super Bowl is good. I suppose now you'll have to say it's better.
It's great. That was one of the most amazing sporting events I've ever seen. Almost beyond category, what the Patriots did. And as much as a lot of people around the country don't like the team, that's really too bad. You're going to have to deal with this.
That's right. Super Bowl 51 saw the first ever Super Bowl overtime. Is the overtime rule, the way it applies in the Super Bowl, a good thing?
I don't know. People are arguing about it now. I always am in favor of playing the thing out, like playing another quarter until somebody wins or loses, the way the NHL does in its playoffs. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I didn't see any problem with it this year. I mean, all the Falcons have to do is make one stop.
Another Patriots victory has resulted in a debate this week among ex-players and ex-coaches about the numbers of NFL teams who have stolen signals, whether that's considered cheating in football. Baseball teams do it all the time. We take it for granted. Is stealing signals any more or less sleazy in football than it is in baseball?
No, I love it. It's pure gamesmanship. But, of course, football has this overlay of, you know, military covert ops thing that makes it sound more serious than it actually is. I just think it's wonderful gamesmanship.
It seems to me also that football has the technology. I mean, as the film and video is so often involved. Baseball, it's just a wise old coach looking across the field and figuring things out, right?
Or some old dude in a building across the street with a set of binoculars.
Could be that, too. The Green Bay Packers announced this week that they were releasing cornerback Sam Shields. He has missed a lot of time over the past two seasons because of concussions and after effects. Of the headaches that he is still suffering, Shields said recently, "I'm so used to it now, it's just normal." Please tell me he's not going to seek employment with another team.
He's going to seek employment with another team, but I doubt very seriously if another team's going to hire him. And he needs to talk to his doctor about his attitude toward those headaches.
Absolutely. I know that you're a big fan of the Miami Marlins owner, Jeffrey Loria.
Chop shop.
Yeah. He's apparently looking to sell the team for about $1.6 billion, which is a lot of money. Any rumors circling around about who might own it next?
Yes. Charles Kushner, who's already done some time in the pokey for being somewhat of a fraudster, but who is Ivanka Trump's father-in-law, is actually sniffing around buying the team. And I'm sure the other owners in baseball are delighted to hear that.
Last year, Leicester City's unlikely run to the top of the Premiership was the story that most amazed and delighted soccer fans. I guess this year they're going to have to find another story to amaze and delight them.
Yeah, blooms off the rose. They may wind up getting relegated, which will make the next time they win the league all that sweeter and a much better story.
And maybe it'll be next year.
That's right. It's feast or famine in Leicester City.
On Wednesday night, former New York Knick Charles Oakley was ejected from Madison Square Garden during a Knicks game, and he was arrested after he apparently got into a shouting match with Knicks owner James Dolan and allegedly punched three security guards. What's going on here?
Well, Charles Oakley has become a hero in New York for getting into a brawl with James Dolan, whom nobody likes. They chanted Charles Oakley's name at the Ranger game the next night. And I suspect if they come to court, they're going to have to try him in Upper Michigan because there's no way they can get an impartial jury in New York.
LaMelo Ball plays basketball for Chino Hills High School. His brother, LiAngelo Ball, is usually the team's high scorer, but he was injured when Chino Hills took on Los Osos High this week. Would it be an understatement to say LaMelo took up the slack?
He went up and put up 92. And, of course, their big brother, Alonzo, is one of the real stars of college basketball this year at UCLA. Mm-hmm. So I would love to see the Bell brothers playing in a driveway. Because I think that would be a lot of fun. I think there's probably another brother that doesn't do anything but pass, but they don't talk about him.
And finally, Charlie, a group of former Philadelphia Flyers is heading to Russia to play some exhibition games this month. Joe Watson, a former defenseman for the Flyers, says that he's learned that Vladimir Putin wants to play against that team. Do you suppose he'll wear a shirt?
I hope he wears a shirt, and I hope they don't try to check him. I hope they let him score, because he is, after all, the original Broad Street Bully.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.